Despite concerns about duty, air, and energy consumption, a bill requiring all 87-octane gasoline to contain about 10% ethanol is making headway in Madison. Some key environmental groups had opposed the measure, based on a DNR study last year on ozone pollution. But the groups met with the lead assembly author of the bill and got a promise. Katie Nicola of Clean Wisconsin says an amendment would allow suspension of the ethanol mandate if it could be shown the law contributes to violations of federal air quality standards. Nicola says she thinks the promise made by Republican Representative Stephen Freese would be kept.
Well, we have to be confident in the DNR's ability to monitor air quality in Wisconsin. I think that they're doing the best that they can in this situation, and since we've put our faith in the report that they issued showing that there would be an increase, I think that it's incumbent on them to accurately monitor the situation going forward.
Nicola says Clean Wisconsin, the Sierra Club, and other groups would keep track of the DNR. Prior to the amendment, the environmentalists were in the unusual situation of being on the same side as Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. But now WMC remains against the ethanol bill. Spokesperson Scott Manley says under the amendment, utilities and industries would have to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions to compensate for the greater pollution linked to ethanol.
We don't believe it's fair for the legislature to statutorily require businesses to pay to clean up pollution that they didn't create.
Manley contends consumer utility bills would go up even more than they have been going. WMC is lobbying state senators to block the amendment. The Senate Ag Committee could vote on the bill Tuesday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.